This is Dr. Shenandoah Tedrinos. It's been a long time for my patient, Joseph Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 10-2-25, Mr. Barnett performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to angioid, your urinary saturation was 98%, period. Patient achieved 563 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation in the study was 96%, period. Your paragraph on pressure, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Terry, T-E-R-I, Casey, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 10-2-25, Mrs. Kaysen performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 93%, period. The patient achieved 390 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. Neuropathic compression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on James King. I'm sorry, Ring, R-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 10-2-25, Mr. Ring performed a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airway obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change, period. Compared to our prior study dated 7-16-25, there's been no significant change, period. In paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, showing us progression, period. Thank you. This is a 12-lead EKG on patient Clyde Fink. On 10-2-25, Mr. Fink performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient demonstrates a first-degree heart block, left axis deviation, and patient is in normal sinus rhythm, period. Of paragraph compression, left axis deviation, and first degree heart block. Next, 12-lead EKG on patient Robert Neal, N-E-A-L. This on 10-2-25, Mr. Neal performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in normal sinus rhythm, period. PR interval, QRS complexes, and T-waves all normal, period. Of paragraph compression, normal EKG, period. Thank you.